His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm, Semper Fi tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag, and the back it says USA.
Boys and girls, little Toby Keith, so glad to be able to play that song. God bless America. Awesome. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. Your host Ray I, Peanut, Matty G, the Vogler Vogler from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, 590 The Fan. Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
Live mobile on demand.
105.7 HD. It's inside STL.com. Vogler Vogler, you're killing me. CBS Sports Radio and Fox Radio. And we're having a great Saturday morning. And you just missed a great interview. God bless our troops. And thank all of our American warriors. And as he said, also our firefighters and first responders. What a great interview that was, Vogler Vogler, huh?
You gave me goosebumps. Thanks for getting that on.
Hero Hunt Inc. Look them up. Take a look at them. We're going to have them on the show quite regularly. Right now, we're going to run up to the North Country. We're going to talk a little bit about Midwest Outdoors Magazine. We've got a little intro thing here. Here we go, Matty G.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Yes, I have Midwest Outdoors Magazine March issue right here in my hand, and we're going to get the editor on, but hey, don't you have a little something for him? You had a little something special you put together for him.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
We haven't played that before for him.
Got a front coming.
Yeah, you got that right.
You got that right. Hey, Mr. Mark Strand, good morning.
Good morning. I don't sound like those guys.
You always say that every time we get you on. You say that every time we talk to you.
I know. I thought maybe we could record it and just play it even if I'm out of town.
Yeah, well, we can do that for sure. I need you to do something this morning. Vogler Vogler tries to read the cover of Midwest Outdoors. Ted, would you say his last name for us, please? Because Vogler absolutely destroyed it.
Live, local, and on demand.
Hey.
It's Ted Takasaki.
Takasaki, Vogler Vogler. He called him everything but Takasaki, trust me. Everything from both sides and in the middle, but it wasn't Takasaki, I promise you. Poor guy.
Yeah, I've known Ted for 30 years, too. I've known everybody for 30 years.
Because you're old.
I know. He came up in the fishing business. Sort of took to, what's really interesting is he had never caught a walleye until he was graduated from college.
Wow.
And so he came to walleye fishing later in life, and he ended up in the Hall of Fame, the Fishing Hall of Fame, primarily as a professional walleye fisherman. But he's been the president of Lindy Little Joe Tackle, and he's got an IT tech background. He's a really interesting character, and you're going to enjoy reading that cover story about Ted Takasaki.
Yeah, you said it good. And just for a little information for you, Mr. Strand, you said walleye. My mother's maiden name was Wall, my grandma Wall, my grandpa Wall, and my grandma and grandpa I, and my dad's name was I, so walleye. So there you have it.
Oh, see, you should be a walleye fisherman.
Yes,
then.
I should. I should be a walleye pro.
So I do want to say something also. It's tough to come on after Jose. It was... I'll echo what Vogler said. That was an inspiring interview to listen to, and maybe one of the best stories behind what hunting can do for you, and in particular turkey hunting. When he said, something woke up in him again.
Yes.
And he felt like he was home and he felt okay. That's the kind of thing that if you haven't tried hunting or you haven't tried turkey hunting or you know somebody who could use a good dose of it, that was a great testimony for our sport, right?
Yes, yes, it was. When I saw Joe down there in Nashville, I knew that I needed to get him on the show, what he was doing for our veterans and our first responders. A great, great organization.
Yeah, good job.
Well, tell us some more about the inside of this magazine.
All right, so in the March issue of Midwest Outdoors, something that we've been talking about forever, and you used to see more of it in the old days, but when was the last time you saw a good old, honest, truly objective gear review where it doesn't matter whether the manufacturer of a certain product is an advertiser with you or not, doesn't matter if it's a little tiny company operating out of the garage or it's a big company. We are starting a brand new series of truly objective gear reviews, and our first one, in honor of our 50th anniversary at Midwest Outdoors Magazine, we kick it off with the 50 greatest fishing lures of all time. And there's a three-member panel. Dave Sanda, who is a fishing Hall of Famer himself, longtime editor at the In Fisherman, worked many years with Lindner Media Productions. He's now an associate editor here at Midwest Outdoors, so we have Dave Sanda. Dave Mull, our digital editor, who has also been around forever, and myself, we came up with our lists of the 50 greatest fishing lures of all time, regardless of what company makes them and whether they have ever advertised with Midwest Outdoors. So that's a kickoff to that series, and I want to tease something coming in April. As you know, we have some guy named Ray I, who is on our staff here as our key hunting editor. In the April issue, we're going to do a truly objective gear review of turkey hunting equipment, and Ray I is going to be dishing on his favorite turkey calls. And not only that, but how to tune turkey calls, how to call with turkey calls to call up turkeys. So something to look forward in the
I'm looking
April
forward to it.
Issue.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, your chair, hey, wait a minute. Your chair is creaking too. I just yelled at the Vogue Vlogger. He keeps creaking his chair, but I hear your chair too.
Okay.
So you need to set still as well as the Vogue. I just yelled at the Vogue. I just hit him in the middle of the face with a pin. He's over there. I'm trying to talk to you. You're talking, and he's creaking his chair. Now I hear that chair. So listen, you, Strand. Quit creaking
right.
Your chair, okay?
I'm going to hold still.
Hold still. Hold,
we're in the club. We're in the squeaky chair club, but I'll try to hold still.
Okay.
I'm so excited about all this stuff that I can't hold still.
Is that what it is? You're not holding Matt's interest. He's over there texting on his phone. He's not even listening to you, are you, Matt?
Yeah.
I'm paying attention.
Oh, okay.
He's got his marks. Hey, what's up, Mr. Strand? Vogler's doing Vogler
hey,
things.
Maddie.
Can you believe how much noise he was making over there?
Yeah, he always makes noise. This is.
And don't talk in the microphone. He ate two deer stand sandwiches this morning. You could blind him with dental floss. His eyes are almost shut.
You know what? But he's the heart and soul of the show.
Oh, don't give him any. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, no.
You signed my death warrant now.
Pretty much.
It was a pleasure working with you, Vogler.
We'll get Radio Randy back. All right, Mark, let's get focused here. What else you got in the magazine?
Yeah. Dave Mull, the guy I mentioned a minute ago, the digital editor for Midwest Outdoors,
mm-hmm.
He has a great piece that indicates that there's no excuse not to fish from a kayak. And he, you know, it's definitely a growing thing, and it's a really enjoyable way to go fishing, a very personal way to kind of slide low to the water. You know, it's really fun. And he runs down every reason people come up with not to fish out of a kayak and explains why you're full of it if you think any of those excuses pertain to you. So that's really a good piece. We've also got a great story on smallmouth bass fishing.
Oh, that's always good.
A guy named Andrew Ragas, who loves smallmouth more than any other fish, and he travels all over the Midwest, and he's got a great story on if you want to catch more smallmouth this season, here's the different types of waters you might be on, and here's what you should try to do. And, of course, we haven't forgotten Ray's favorite ice fishing. So
oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit of late ice
I'm
fishing.
Quivering
Ray,
with
you
excitement.
Allude to that one. Yeah. And then one last bass story I want to mention because it's really cool. A guy who is a Canadian writer for us, but he travels the world fishing bass. That's what he does. And he's got a great story on lipless crankbait fishing, you know, like Ooh. Rattle trap,
yeah.
Rattle and Rapplers, those type of lures. how to make the most of that bait, because there are some specific techniques you need to know about in order to catch fish consistently with that lure. So that is also a great one.
Well, that's good stuff. Man, it's like, how do you do it, Mark, as an editor? Every month it's action-packed, just full of stuff. How do you keep up with it?
We take in, we publish more than 200 articles every month.
Yeah.
And literally it takes a month to even try to read them all, to try to get through them all. And,
yeah.
And we pick through and we run the best ones that we have, and we try to reflect the breadth of what you could do. There's fishing, there's hunting, there's scouting, there's, you know, taking care of your equipment. There's all these
right.
things that all of us do, right? Because we live in this great Midwestern area with year-round opportunities to go hunting and fishing and just spend time outdoors, and that's what we try to reflect.
Absolutely.
In Midwest Outdoors is, regardless of what you want to do, you'll find some stuff in there that will pertain to your favorite stuff.
Absolutely. And I want to say something, Mr. Strand. Since you became editor and took this magazine over, you have taken it way up, way above. You've taken it way beyond where it used to be and working hard and do a great job with it. And secondly, I want you to get a hold of your boss, that Dan guy, and tell him to quit being scared.
Yes.
We need to get him on this show. I want to do it. Last time I told Dan, I said, I need to get you on the show. He said, I don't know anything about hunting. Get Mark. I want to get him. I want him to tell our listeners the history of this magazine and about what you guys have done, because it's an incredible good story.
Well, thanks. I think that would be fantastic, because Dan is a great guy.
Yes,
he is. He is the driving force behind
right.
allowing us to make all these changes that you're describing.
Yes.
And helps keep all of us on our toes and excited about it. So
yeah.
we'll, between both of us, we'll lean right. on him hard enough.
Yeah,
we
well, you,
on,
you've got okay? his ear better than anybody else, because you and him have been good friends for a long time. You're good business associates.
Yes.
And you guys really work good together, because look where you guys have taken the magazine from here to here, and a great job. And Dan needs to tell that story, and he needs to come on the show. So you hit him first, and then I'll follow him up right after you hit him, okay?
You got it. All right. Tag team.
Tag team, baby.
We'll
okay, give our listeners how they can get this magazine. They need to get this magazine. Oh, by the way, before we do that, Gary Mason got a hold of me and said in Tennessee it's in all the Walmarts on the magazine racks now. So congratulations, Mark. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we have a Kentucky and Tennessee state section. So if you live in Kentucky or Tennessee,
yeah.
you can get a personalized section having to do with
Absolutely.
The local stuff of yours, in addition to what else is in the Midwest.
I mean, talk about
if you want to subscribe.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
No, go ahead. Subscribe. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you want to subscribe to Midwest Outdoors, go to either our website, midwestoutdoors.com, or you can call 800-606-3474.
Let me tell you something. Walmart newsstand is huge. That's huge, and it's in
it
a lot
is.
Of states.
It
you
is.
Know?
They're everywhere.
And
I know, you're
and
right.
I, and, I, and,
that's
I'm getting,
great.
And I'm getting feedback from guys that, hey, I was in Jeff City. I see your magazine. Hey, I'm in Springfield. You wouldn't believe it. I found this Midwest magazine you guys talked. That's good news. You guys are doing a great job. All right, Mark, we're going to have to get out
well,
of here and let you go.
Yeah, thanks for – you're doing a great job too, so thanks for helping everybody find out about Midwest Outdoors if they didn't know about it.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Do you want to hear your guys talk on your way out, or you just want some music to go out? Or
I do,
want?
Yeah, please. Yeah,
you'd like to hear your guys when Yeah, play. Yeah, yeah. He's got some other ones here. Hang on, just stay. Don't hang up yet, Mark. Here we go.
I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm...
Matty G's working the magic.
EPC.
Wrong one. That's Vogelbogler. We don't want him.
Oh,
hang
not
on.
Today.
No Vogelbogler. He's looking. He's got some
Look
stuff.
Look like, anyways.
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's gonna turn cold tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Got a
That's
front
one
where we play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got yeah. that right.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Mark. He's got
well,
one more.
Heck, if you want to play games by. Here, I'm working with you on this thing here, but okay, I'll do a damn luck count.
Sir, right now?
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'.
Hey, guess what? I love you, buddy.
What? Love you too, Raymond.
I love that soft voice.
Yeah.
have a great weekend, my boss. And my editor.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, You're Mark. Midwest me. Outdoors Magazine. MidwestOutdoors.com. We'll see you on the other side, baby.
Oh, that's just something I wasn't expecting to hear.
Mm-hmm.